Q Nation, we have a very special performance for you today. It's been 4 years since Seth Kilborn instituted the Steel Syndicate at Roscommon High School. And for the last 4 years, Q100 has brought you a live performance from the steel drum band there. Welcome to Q100, Seth Kilborn.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here always.
2020 was unique. We didn't get to put on a show.
No, we didn't. Talked with a few people here at the Q, and I said, let's do a best of greatest hits. We've got 4 years worth of material we could easily put a show together with.
Wonderful. So we're going to be going back 4 years, pulling songs from every season that the Steel Syndicate has performed live on Q100. Can you tell us a little bit about the advent of the project at Roscommon High School?
You know, I've been doing this a long time as far as the steel drum band goes, but I felt like we needed a name. We needed to do something that was a little bit different. You know, we're always compared to the Petoskey Steel Drum Band, which is fine. A friend of mine has run that for years. They have their own thing. Well, I wanted our own thing, and I couldn't think of anything better than to do a rock and roll show since we focus on rock and roll. And off we went.
And traditionally, pan drums are not necessarily associated with rock and roll. And there's been kind of a movement, especially through the efforts of Tracy Thornton, to try to bring steel drum music to the world by a lot of different genres, things that people would find appealing, not just that traditional tropical sounding music. I'm sure that's the first thing a lot of our listeners ever heard.
So, and Tracy has taken the time to, he truly understands the history, and he's been down to the islands and taken part in the panorama. So he is drawing not only from the historical side, but his rock and roll side, and coming here, working with us, places are not only just in Michigan, but all over the United States. And now, you know, I think last year before everything got shut down, he was in New Zealand for a while. I think he's been to Australia. So he really is using the rock and roll to spread the love of the pan, as he calls it. So when he and I met and we finally kind of connected and started working together, it was just a very good pairing because he already had that rock and roll background. He understood what I was trying to accomplish.
Well, let's go back and hear some rock and roll music from the Roscommon High School Steel Syndicate.
We're going to open it up with Cars by Gary Newman, and it's one of my arrangements that I'm really happy with. I saw a video on YouTube, and it was Nine Inch Nails performing it, and that caught my attention. I'm like, you know, I think I can pull this off. So we put it together, and it still is probably in one of my top 10 favorite arrangements that we've done.
We'll be right back.
Seth Kilborn from the Ross Common High School Steel Syndicate. What a performance.
Hey, thanks a lot. It was very cool. Kids loved it. Audiences love it. That was Come Out and Play, one of our few originals, actually the only original, written by my friend Tyler Swick. Kids loved it. They wanted it in the show, even though it wasn't quote-unquote rock and roll, but it had that hard-edged feel to it. And before that, we heard the classic by Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermints. Before that was Jerk It Out by the Caesars, made famous by the iPod commercial, probably almost 10 years ago or more now. And then we opened everything up with Cars by Gary Numan.
Awesome. And these performances come from different years over a span of four different seasons with the Ross Common High School Syndicate.
That's correct. 2016 through 2019, and 2020 got put on hold and we had everything lined up. We had everything lined up for another great show.
What do we have coming up, Seth?
All right. Up next, breakup song, I Fought the Law by the Bobby Fuller Four, and In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. And then we'll hear from the one-hit wonder, depending on how well you know their catalog, Jenny 8675309 by Tommy Two Tone.
I'm Joe Mama, and we'll be back with more of the Ross Common High School Steel Syndicate on Q100, the only place for pan rock and roll.
One, two,
Hi, everybody. This is Seth Kilborn, director of Steel Syndicate, giving a shout out to everyone that's listening in the Q Nation and checking out our radio show Rewind. You heard 8675309 by Tommy Two Tone. Before that was In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Bobby Fuller Four's I Fought the Law. And we started all off with one of my favorite 80s tunes by the Greg Kinn Band, The Breakup Song.
Those are great tunes. I'm excited because this year you're actually reaching audiences all the way from the Eastern UP, all throughout the Traverse City area, all the way down to Gladwin and South. And a lot of the folks listening today may not have ever heard the Steel Syndicate. I'm Joe Mama, and we'll be back with more of the Roscommon High School Steel Syndicate on Q100.
Hi, everybody. This is Seth Kilborn, director of Steel Syndicate, giving a shout out to everyone that's listening in the Q Nation and checking out our radio show Rewind.
So it's nice to mix it up and get a lot of different tunes out.
Right. And that's one of the things when we're looking for arrangements, because the kids do some arranging and I do obviously most of it. But one of the things that I tell them is there has to be a certain level of familiarity. It can't be super duper obscure Frank Zappa tune that only the diehard Frank Zappa fans know. There's got to be a little bit, you know, you don't want it to be necessarily top 40, but you've got to have some familiarity so you don't lose your audience.
So we have a third set coming up.
Q Nation, next up, you are going to be hearing one of the few ballads that we do, Dream On by Aerosmith. We're going to follow that up with Jamaica by Led Zeppelin. And depending on who you are and how you pronounce it, that's how I was always taught. So, and then we're going to do a little Brain Stew by Green Day.
I love Green Day. And it doesn't matter because there are no lyrics when you hear the Steel Syndicate play the Led Zeppelin.
This is true. I don't think anybody wants to hear me sing. That's why I teach band.
Here's Dream On. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gents and Q Nation, all y'all out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in and checking out the Steel Syndicate Rewind. We're going to close things out here. We're going to start with one of my favorite arrangements and a tune that's dear to my heart on many different levels is YYZ. If you're in Canada, it's YYZ. And before we hear that, we're going to listen to Gold on the Ceiling by the Black Keys. Awesome guitar work by former student Jathan Silla. Before you hear any of that, you're going to hear a solo from Tracy Thornton. He volunteered to do a little solo work using his amplifier and a couple of effects pedals and just going to town. Super duper cool. I'm gonna go get some more. I'm Seth Kilborn. I'm the director of Steel Syndicate at Roscommon High School.
Since we're wrapping up tonight's broadcast, can you give us an idea of what the future might look like for the Steel Syndicate? We're in very uncertain times.
Excellent way of putting that. I'm working towards, you know, trying to find a way in energy, just a different style of energy, of making sure that we can do this show again live. We are working day to day, and the hope is that, Steel Syndicate will be live and on the air again next June, and maybe using some of the stuff that we had ready, and maybe even just scrapping some stuff and starting over. You know, I've been listening to tunes and putting them in my little secret notebook for arranging.
So even though times are uncertain, we don't know what the school year will look like, it's good to hear that you, Seth Kilborn, are still dedicated and maybe even rededicated to the Steel Syndicate taking place. And we'll see you again live next time on Q100.
Thanks. Detroit Rock City, what a great way to end this Steel Syndicate Rewind show.